check says mobile listening.
2-4 GPA, mobile.
AB2HXS, also mobile.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. Heading up to Spartanburg this AM. Gonna meet me bandmates at a recording studio. Maybe do a little recording.
Better than me. I went out to go get a COVID test, but forgot they didn't do them on Sunday, so I gotta go tomorrow. Feel like I've been hit by a truck.
You have symptoms?
Yeah, I did one of the online doctor visits. They said it was either the flu or Rona.
Yeah, I've been cleared. I'm in pretty good shape. Well, physically anyway.
Last week, last Friday, not this past Friday, but last Friday, because my wife was around a woman all day, or a couple days that week, so that's a negative then. But this weekend, I'm feeling pretty rough, and so they want me to get tested.
Well, I wish you well with that. I hope everything turns out okay.
One needed days off of work.
Well, in my field of expertise, I'm voluntarily off. Get my business kicked in the butt probably like February, March. Get out there and start servicing air conditionings.
Definitely don't always have a need for.
I fixed a couple of heat units in the last few weeks, so got people warm again.
Good guy that got out of it for a while and just got back into it or something like that.
No, we actually moved up from Florida we closed on our house back in August, well, actually July 31st, may as well be August, and I worked for a couple of companies up here for a little while, found that I didn't want to work for them because of their business practices, and it's like, well, the heck with it, we came up, and I'm just going to take a few months off, and then kind of let the dust settle, and moving in, and get my mom up here and everything, so just kind of chill out for a little bit. And just kind of sit back and see what happens.
Yeah, same conversation a couple times, and I keep forgetting. My memory sucks.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. No problem. I don't hold anything against anybody. But yeah, I just, I've got a few people that call on me when they need me kind of thing right now, and that's just fine. Taking care of mom is a little higher on my priority list right now.
I definitely understand that. Yeah, what kind of instruments you play?
Mainly electric, rhythm and a little bit of lead. I've got several Les Pauls, got a couple acoustics, Fender Telecaster, things like that. I don't have the Marshall stack anymore, of course. That's old school now. I got a small little 15-watt tube amp, which I play through. And it serves me just fine.
I'm learning to play the guitar right now. Learning a fingerstyle on acoustic.
Oh, that's right. We were talking last week and when I was over in Traveler's Rest. That's right.
Last week. Like I said, my memory sucks. I'm all over the place. I was thinking that was a long time ago.
No problem. Yeah, like I said that last time, practice. You'll get it.
I'll make sure I stay consistent at practice and it's not taking too many days off in a row.
Even a half an hour a night, just pick it up and strum a little bit. Get your chord changes first. Practice your G to D to C, back to G again, and just keep going with that. And you'll pick it up after a while. You get the hands kind of broken a little bit.
This morning, well, it was the middle of the night anyway, I had gotten up. I hadn't messed with it in probably a week, and I was just because I had gotten really tired of it for a little while. I guess just couldn't get my hands to work right and pick it up. I played through the whole song without even missing a beat this morning. Surprised me.
Excellent. Just make sure that, the acoustic is set up okay and you're not pushing too hard on the strings and the action is good and whatnot. That'd make a huge difference on wanting to play the guitar. you know, if the action isn't right and you got to struggle to make chords and things like that, that might be a little bit of a deterrent.
Good. It's I just got an old Jeep Yamaha SG800. It works real good. Let me grab something out here real quick. I'll be right back.
Okie dokie. Success Mobile is listening out.
I was letting the lady put my groceries in the car for me. Got the groceries to go this time. Let them do it for me so I didn't have to go around being around anybody.
Oh, excellent. Excellent, yeah. We do grocery shopping mainly at night. This way, you know, there's not a big crowd in the store. We're not early morning grocery people. We're early morning people, but we're not early morning grocery people. I'd rather go out after dinner and let everybody go home and have their dinner, and we'll go out and shop.
Go out in there. I usually stop on the way home from work usually to get groceries, but my wife, she was wanting to make me some chicken fajita soup today because I ain't feeling too good, so I stop on the way back in to pick that stuff up.
Yeah, my wife is actually doing 15 bean soup today. I guess it's a soup day.
Bean soup, that stuff's good. I like beans anyway, regardless.
My wife is a good cook. She can make anything. She can make rock soup. Or stone soup, as they call it.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with it, but running this video I watched on YouTube, this guy, he's been out in the woods for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks or whatever, but he was just fixing different things, and he caught a squirrel and just ground the whole thing up. I mean, just like basically skinned it, unless it was just meat and bones, and ground the whole thing up into this mush, and cooked it, and made a soup, and like, with meat in it, and it was weird.
I think I can do that. I'll go get my nuts and berries. I'll leave the skinning of animals to somebody else.
I don't know why that reminded me of that, but I guess it's on my soup or whatever. They made some kind of stew out of it. They ground the whole meat and bones and everything up into this, like, paste.
That's funny. yeah, squirrel soup, no. I've heard of turtle soup. Turtle soup is pretty good, but squirrel soup, I don't think so.
That's not too bad. My son come walking in the house one day holding a squirrel in his hands. Like, Daddy, do you know how to clean a squirrel? I'm like, what? But I was like, yeah, I guess you're going to learn how to do it. And I mean, you're going to eat it, too, because they killed it.
Yeah. I'm a meat eater, but I'm not a killer. I can't go. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a hunter. I just never learned to do it and never really got into it.
I never really have been. As I've gotten older, I want to get in more to it, but it's mainly just to know that I can if I ever need to. It's more kind of one of those things. I've never been any kind of a sport hunter or a fish or anything like that. I don't care for anything to the sport end of it. But my son, he loves sport fishing. But yeah, as far as that goes, I'm thinking next year I'm probably going to go out hunting a few times and see what I can do. Just but nothing other than just single anything more than I can eat.
Yeah, my stepson is the hunter. In fact, he's going up next week, Wednesday, Thursday, up to his dad's house up in North Carolina. So he'll be bringing back some meat, I'm sure. I love venison. It's great. As long as it's cooked correctly, oh, yeah. Oh, heck, yeah.
All righty. Well, I'm just now pulling back in the house. It's good to talk to you. KO4 GPA. Clear when you're done.
Absolutely. Have a good morning, my friend. Have a good day, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. I think it's N4 GPA or K4 GPA?
Yeah, KO4 GPA.
KO4, okay, very good. All right, sir, have a good day.
Be clear.
And KB2HX is listening out for a few more minutes.